Hey guys and girls, welcome to another episode of Charan's Digital. In this episode, we will learn that how to create engagement with your content or with your page or with your company in LinkedIn. So let's get started. First, we will move on to the LinkedIn campaign manager. Okay, and next I will click on my LinkedIn ad account, and for the demo purpose I will click on my Charan's ad account, and I will click on my default group, once again I will telling that what are the requirements for your LinkedIn campaign ads. Like first one is LinkedIn campaign account and another one is your company page. Okay, then we click on at the top right corner we have an create campaign button and I will click on that. So our agenda is to create engagement with our content or our company page, so that I will click on engagement. Okay, I will choose my own log or my own episode of YouTube, and I want to like conversations ads. This episode I want to make more engagement. So then I will move on to my LinkedIn campaign manager, and my audience are in India, so that I will choose my country as India. It is already chosen, and I will make more optimization, and I don't want whole India, and I want in like I will take an option as Delhi India, and I will remove India. Okay, my target audience size will become for 4 million. Okay, and next we will move on to the language. Okay, my video content is in the language English, so that I will take as English, and now I will directly move on to the narrow audience, and I don't want include audience, I want narrow audience, so that I will click on narrow audience, and my content is about LinkedIn conversation ads. And what is LinkedIn conversations ads and how to create conversations ads. Okay, so that I want to target the people who are looking to or who are searching for LinkedIn conversation ads. Okay, we can predict that when people are searching like this type of content, they want to be like a business, like it will be communicating with people and customer, and they are not B2B marketer, like business to business is not, people are communicating, they like to communicate with their business and their customers. So I will take that as, for example, we have one software as project management software, and the people who are looking for project management software, we have to target that people only. So I will select in company as, or I will go to demographic section, and I will make select people who are more than 25 age and less than 54, so that I will get more optimized people. And next I will click on once again narrow audience and go to education, and when these searches will be done, they will be definitely searching on marketing. So I will click on degree here, and I will add the people who are done bachelor's and master's. and I will select bachelor's of degree, bachelor of arts, bachelor of administration, bachelor of commerce, bachelor of engineering, and also bachelor of science and bachelor of technology. And I will select once again masters. So it will be get more optimized audience. Master degree, master of arts, master of business administration, master of computer applications, and master of engineering, and also master of science and master of technology. Okay. This will be the our target audience size will now become 1 million. And I will again go to the job function and I will make here job function as marketing. So I will add this and our now target audience size become 46,000 plus and I will add the people who are in media and communication. So I will get more optimized people and I got 70,000 plus audience now. Okay, and I will further move to the job experience and member skills. So our software is the project management software and the people who are searching are project managers. So I will select here project management related skills. So project management and project planning, project engineer, software project management, and okay, and marketing, and next web project management. So now our target audience size become 56,000 plus. And next I will again move on to the next interest and trends and I will go to member interest. Here I will select like marketing. So here digital marketing and my audience size become 42,000 plus. And I think it's optimized. So I will be go to next. Here I will select job experience, year of experience. I will select more than 3 years. So I will be getting more optimized people. And next okay, I will be creating or choosing which ad format I want and I will disable this. I don't want enable audience expansion. Okay, and next we will be okay, my content is like an video content. So I will be choose like a content which is related to or ad which is related to that. So I will be choose video ad and next I will be moving to. And we once again see here like our total target audience become 37,000 plus and in 7 day we can get 3600 to 18,000 impressions and CTR will become 1.1 to 1.7%. In 30 day we will be getting 1.1% to 1.7%. And I will be selecting a page. Okay, I have my own page and selecting that. Okay, and then I will disable this. I don't want enable in LinkedIn audience network. This is what the LinkedIn which is funding or having share with another apps, another like website. On that all platform your ad will be visible. So that on that content also they will be charging. So I don't want that. I want people who are in LinkedIn only app users. So and I will select here daily budget, and I will here make it as 1500 rupees and set a start date to end date, and I want to run up to 7 days. It will be automatically taken. I think we will be make it okay. It will be running 1 month. Okay, for 30 days we will be running, and we here make it as target per okay CPC bid will be okay for us, because I want the people who click that ad, then only our bid amount or our investment will be cut, or in your budget the when the people will be click on your ad, on that time it will be charged 67.36. okay, and next we will be move on to the okay. By disallowing LinkedIn audience, you are missing out of estimation 9% more clicks and 8%. Fine. Associate company page. Confirm. Okay, we will move to the next step. And I will saving that. It will be taking more time. Okay, we are in the second step. We have to add our ad. So I will be adding our ads here. Create a new ad, and I will name it as, and copying all this data from here, and I will pasting in that ad so that my content is same in YouTube also. And I will be copying all the description data, and paste it over here. I think it will be more than 600 characters. So I select only 600 characters. Okay, upload a file. And I have my files here, that is okay. This is our video, and I will be uploading this. And we can have an option that at the front which photo we can show to user. So I will be selecting one image over here. I have downloaded that. Conversations ads. Okay, here is that, and I added that, and I will be adding again that, which is I will name in the ad, and in description section I will be adding the whole content of 2000 letters. So here it asking URL, sorry, and I will be adding my URL, and I adding okay, and I want to view my video, so that I will be selecting that apply is not applicable, and download view code, learn more, subscribe, register, attender, request. So I will be adding subscribe, because I want more subscriber to my channel. So I will be adding call to action as subscribe, and I will be moving to next. Create the ad, and we can see here, but it is not visible. It will be taking more time, and we have an option that add caption to video. So I will be if you want to add subtitles or captions, you can add by having own captions or your own chatbots like that. You can add over here so that user will be getting more knowledge about your knowledge. If he like to, if he want, if he feels your video is so fast, then he can use captions over there. By using that, he can understand your content or what are the content you included in YouTube or in your video. And I will be clicking on next, but I will be waiting for that content will be okay. I will select one small video over here. It will be 56 MB. Okay, it is 7 MB. I will select here and I will upload this. And again I will okay, it will be taken as defaultly that image only. We will wait for some time. Till that we can discuss about in LinkedIn introduced that new advertising method that is loading. I will be showing that it is very new thing and it is an okay, it will be loading. I will be showing that. Okay, this is the new method that LinkedIn introducing that market to who matters. Okay. We will move on further and I will be showing in preview once again. Okay, creating a new video content. It will be taking more time. Until that, I will making pause when video uploaded. I will be again come back. Okay. Yeah, now our video will be uploaded. Once again, I will be showing what I done. In the ad section, I will be adding our name for our ad and introductory text will added over here that will be displaying here in preview section. And I added one small video over there that is YouTube video which I was added here. And I also added one thumbnail which will be showing at the front of when the viewer views my ad. And I will be added one headline over there. It will be showing here and my website. When he click on, it will be going to my website also. And I added one that call to action button that is subscribe button. It will be showing here. When it we click on this, it will be going to my website over here. We can change that if you want your URL. I will make it as this is our present URL and so that I will change it here. So I will be saving that. Okay, once again I will be going and edit section. Okay, when user click on my video which is showing 1 minute, when he click on my video content, he will be directly going to YouTube and he will be seeing my video so that my engagement of video will be taking more and more. When user click on my ad, my subscriber and viewers also increases. So this is how the engagement will work. And next we will be going save next and we will be going to the next step is billing. And you can preview this on desktop. In desktop it will be looking this type and we can have an option like comment share, and above this we have an headline that, and right to that we have subscribe button, above that we have our video content, and above that we have description. So it is in desktop view. In mobile view we can see that same it is, but the content will be more conjugated. So next I will be going to next step, that is review and launch. We can see that whatever we done over here, we are almost done, and in this content or in this video we will going to creating engagement over my YouTube video, that is this. So I will be making in Delhi, and I will be taking the people who are searching for my conservations ads. And conservations ad, like when people search because they want to sell their product with customers, so they have to talk both each other, but they don't want to separately or individually talking, because their target audience will be 37,000. So they have to use conversations ads over in LinkedIn. So I will be optimizing using features like degrees and attributes of year experience, member skills, member age, job function, member interest, and I will be chosen ad format, that is video ad, and my content is video ad. Okay, and my daily budget is 1500, and I will schedule that for 30 days. So when a person click on my ad, then only it will be charging of 67.36 rupees. Okay, and I will click on launch campaign. Okay, go to overview. So we will be at the page of review and billing. So this is about today's video. If you have any queries about this video, you can contact me through charansdigital@gmail.com or all the platforms of social media. I'll uploading content regularly on digital marketing related on topics, and I have also created a course on LinkedIn marketing in YouTube. You can access it from scratch, in how you can made LinkedIn campaign in 2020 from scratch. So please watch that. Okay, thank you for watching. Have a nice day.